We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We are beginning seven lines from the top. The first word on the line is Likfaru. At the end of the line, Moisiv Ravad Bahav. We just learned that we brought a raya from the Braisa Ba'ir Hadachas that Yisei Hov Nitchu Yitchu. Why? Because the people did the Aveira of the Ir Hadachas, their Kabbonis. We said you can't use the Kabbonis. Well, Shalos, why not? Right now, after they get the Mrs. Bezdin and they get buried, L'chared is a Kapara. So why can't you bring, so they're not Rishonim anymore, so why can't you bring their Kabbonis anymore? Teretz is, once it went through a time that it was not ready to bring as a carbon, you cannot bring it anymore, even though now they're not Rishonim anymore. The Gemara have a question on this idea that was saying that with the Kavura, the Gemara is saying, if you have Mises Bezdin and a Kavura, then now you're considered a Tzaddik. And Shaul is like this, Moisir of Adabahava, it says in our Mishnah, Lohayu Misablim, they did not sit Shiva, did not Misabel, they weren't Misabel, on the person who got Mises Bezdin, the craven were not Misabel. Elo Oinim, all they are Oinim and not Avelim. That's it. Why? Because Jain and Ninus are believe. And Ninus is only believe, and that's not a covet for the mace. Mashainkin, sitting Shiva is a covet for the mace, and he's considered a Rasha. Bisakadaitach, Kibin the Ikvar, Havalu Kapara, if once again buried, they're considered to have a Kapara. And they're considered Tzadikim, Liablu, why don't you say that they should sit Shiva and be Misabel over the Karoiv, over the person who got Mrs. Bezdin. Now they're a tzaddik. More answers, it's not enough for Kvura, Binim Nami equal Basar. You also need equal Basar, and therefore you can't sit Shiva right now on them when they bury them, because the Kapara doesn't happen right away, but a Kvura only happens after a while when the body gets decomposed. And therefore, you're not Misabel right now. There's a big shayla in the Rishonim. If you be misabel, according to Siman Yomar, would you be misabel after equal basar? So that would be a shayla. But in any case, right now you can't be misabel. Why not? Because the kapara does not happen until equal basar. Dekanami, you can medayik the ketani. It's talking meduik in the Mishnah like that. The ketani says in the Mishnah, and it's akal basar. If the basar got decomposed, malaktesad shamos, you gather the bones, v'karmayz, then you can bury in the regular kivers avaysav, in the regular kvok on Pesach Faros of this person's family. Shema, you know, you see from here that Daka, after ikal basar, there is a kapara. That's the mahalach of the first Gemara here, first teretz of Alkol Rav Ada Bahava, the teretz of Ada Bahava, but there's another mahalach. Rav Ashi is different mahalach, the answer of Ada Bahava's kasha. Rav Ashi Yomar, remember the kasha is that why, if you're saying Kvura is a kapara, so why don't you say Shiva? So the first, the Gemara teretz right now is that you have to wait to equal basar, which is much later. Now the Gemara has a different teretz. Rav Ashi Yomar, Avelis Mem Sekhom Eschelis, when you start saying Shiva, Mestimus HaGoyl, when you close up the Aron, according to Rashi, means when you close up the Aron. Kapara, Mem Sekhavio, Michi Chazu Tsar de Kivra Porta. He says that's a kapara, not by when it gets decomposed, but when you have the tsar of the kvura, a little bit tsar of the kvura, what does that mean exactly? It's not klar. Some say, I'm saying Rashi means chibut hakever. What does that mean exactly? So some say that means that when the neshama leaves the guf in the kever, so that's the when they put the guf into the kever and then the neshama leaves, that epis is a tsar, and that's when you have the kapara. Some others say it means when the stomach starts cracking. When the body starts decomposing, so it's pretty much afterwards. But Zokter of Ashi, that the reason why I went to Shiva is like this: Hilkach Hoyel VeItru Yedachu. Since you already got B'shas the Kvura, when you're supposed to be starting Avela, starting Shiva, you couldn't because you're still a Rasha. So therefore, even if it's a few hours later or a day later, that there's a Tzair de Gufa, still Tzair de Kivra Porta. But still, once you pushed off the Avelis, therefore you don't sit Shiva at all. You're going to ask me, Hachi Lom Liikul Basar. So why can't you move him right away then to the basic forest of his fathers? Because if we're saying right now that once he has a little bit of Tsar Kever, of Chibut Kever, of Tsar de Kivra, already he has a Kaparos, so why don't we move him right away into his own basic forest? Why have to wait till the body gets decomposed? The Gemara answers, because Mishum Loi Efsher, like Rashi explains, because when the body starts decomposing, if you move him, then it's very not a shmak, because the stomach could crack and it could spoil and it's not good. You have to wait till the body completely decomposes, then you can move it. But Echanami was a kapara, b'shas ma'isa. But Rav Ashi saying that once you didn't start saying Shiva right away, there's no avelis afterwards. Freik Rashi Akasha, what do you mean? You find on Yontif that the mace starts in Yontif, you can bury the mace and chalamoid, and still you don't start Shiva till after Yontif. Why don't we say, since the avelis is pushed off, it's pushed off. So Rashi answers, the Avelis really didn't get pushed off there, because you could come and be Menachem Avel still until then. You don't have all the Dinei Shiva, but the din that it says, Rashi calls it Iske Rabim, that Menachem Waisakal Rego, you come in Menachem, and therefore the Avelis does start in a certain way. It was not pushed off completely. That's why it's not a dim into that. That's one Tarz. The Yadrimah is a little different Tarz. The Yadrimah says that really by Yontif, really the Avelis does start, but there's a problem. You're not allowed to practice Avelis on Yontif. But the Avelis really is here. Mashen Kain, by this Rosh, there's no din Avelis whatsoever, and therefore, once it's pushed off, we push it off. And the bottom line is that we're coming out. This is the end of the Gemara. That was Taka Araya, Lamaya, at the end of the day, from Iran Adachas, because there is a Kapara eventually, and we still see you cannot use those Kabanas. So Lamaya, it is a Raya. The bottom line is that it's still a Raya that by a carbon, Hova Nitchu Yidachu, that once it's Nitcha, it's Nitcha. So Gemara Vaita, a new Sugya, about Hana from something that used for a mace. So it says in the Gemara like this, Kivrei Derav, it was a big schooler, Kivrei Derav, the caver of the Amira Rav, Havashakti Me Afra Lishtabaz Yoyim. He used to use the Afar, the earth, around the caver, around the burial place of Rav. He used to use that earth to heal a fever of one day. And it was used as a schooler for a four. Also, Amrle Shmuel, they came to Shmuel and said, look, people are doing this because the Chayrat should be Asa Bahanoi. The Lach is all things that Mashamish the mace. So how can you use the earth from the caver of Rav? So Amalahu, so Shmuel said, it's not a problem. Yos Avdin, they're doing correctly. Karka Elam Hu, the Karka Elam in the Saras, he says that what they're doing is fine because it's Karka, and the loch is Karka does not become Osabana. Karka cannot become something that's Bechubal, the Karka, something that is part of Karka, cannot become Osabana. How do we know that? He brings a rifle on Pasuk. The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, this took on Yeshua Melech, got rid of all the Avodah Zarah. And it says in the Pasuk, the whole Pasuk reads like this, Vayoytze es ha'asherah on beis Hashem mechutz l'Yerushalayim al nachal kidroin, Vayishchef v'yisah, he burnt the Asherah tree, which is Avodah Zarah, v'nachal kidroin, Vayodek l'ofar, he crushed it up into ofar, into sand, Vayashlech es ha'farah al kever b'nei om. And he threw it over the ofar, over the kever b'nei om, over the people who did the Averis. But you see in this pasuk, we're making a hekish of a dezara to a kever. Makish kever bnei om la vedes chavim. Ma vedes chavim, shaka vedes zara. B'mechubar loy mitzara. Just like we'll see in a second from a makar, that a vedes zara does not chal, does not aser something that's mechubar. How do we know? The chsiv like says in the pasuk, it says the whole pasuk says, Abay ta abdunas kol mekai maysa sh'ovdu shom ha-goyim asher atam yorishim o'yusom es eloi heihem al horim haromim. And we darshin es Eliheim alahorim. Alahorim Eliheim. On the mountain are the Eliheim, the Avodah Zarah. V'lo yahorim Eliheim. But the har itself cannot become Avodah Zarah to become Osir Bahanah. They have to destroy it. So Achinami, here also, b'mechubur loy mitzer. So just like we find by Avodah Zarah, that mechubur is not Osir. The same thing when it comes to a mace, which also a dead person asks about anything that services the dead person becomes also about. No, you're not allowed to benefit from it. But if it's karka, then there's no problem because just like everybody's are, mechuber is not also. This is also not also. Mesvei. Tomorrow is a question on Shmuel. Shmuel said what they were doing by taking the earth around Rav was fine. Shmuel says it's not so poshut. Mesvei. Hachoytzev kever la'aviv. Someone who digs a kever for his father, prepares it for his father. V'holach u'kvar l'bumakom aruch. L'mayis, they bury his father somewhere else. Harezeh lo yikava b'yolamis. No one can use his kever anymore. And the reason is, because asa ano, it was misyuchid for his father, and became asa ano. So you see clearly that even something mechubal karka is asa ano. We'll see in the Gemara Daf Mem Ches, the Gemara might change, for a different reason, change pshat in this braisa. But al-kapon, we're learning now, l'chayra, that you see clearly that it becomes Asa Bahano. We just said that Karaka cannot become Asa Bahano. So Gemara answers, Acha Mayaskino, Bekever Binyan. It was not talking about a kever that was in the ground. It was a kever that was a building. It was attached to the ground. Only a kever that's in the ground, like a ditch in the ground, dug into the ground, is that not Asa Bahano. But if you build a kever out of stones and you attach it to the ground, just like Avayda Zara, Tolosh of Saif Chibroi could become Avayda Zara. Same thing over here. Something that was Tolosh of Saif Chibroi could become Asa Bahano because of the mace. Tashema. Let's try bringing another cash on Shmuel. Tashema. Kever Chodosh, but you have a brand new kever. Mutter Bahano. You have a brand new kever. It's mutter b'hanah because you didn't. Even if you prepared it for something, could be as manolav milsi. We'll see the Gemara later on. But Tzmutavano. But Hatel boy nafel, if you put into a nafel into it, Osabano becomes Osabano. So again you see that even though it's Mechubal Karka, it's still Osabano. You see the grave, even though it's the grave is in the dug into the ground, it's still Osabano. Moran says, Achanami, we kev a binyan. Talking about a kev that was a binyan, it was made out of stones that was attached to the ground, and therefore it's Osabano. Not a kasha. Toshima. We have a brice like this. Nimtza at Oimer Sholish Kfaris. There's three type of graves of Kfaris. Keva ha-nimtza, we'll explain what everyone is, but keva ha-nimtza is something that someone found, someone buried in his property without permission. Keva yadua, which means you put a mace there with yadia on purpose, and keva ha-mazik zeravim, someone placed the keva on purpose, but he put it in the middle of the street, and it's bothering people, people are going tummy from that. There are three different halachos. Now, the Brisa explains. Keva ha-nimtza, if someone wakes up one morning and sees something buried in his property, he's allowed to move it, mutu lefanoi, so first of all, he's allowed to move it, because it's there b'gzela, so it's not koina, it's makim. And pinu, and when you move it away, mekoima tar, the place that becomes tar. Even though there's a gate, there's a gzera that even when you move a mace out of a grave, the grave stays tame. But here, since it was without permission, so it's tar. And also, alaka is mutabana. That means even though there's isahana on a grave, it's still mutabana because here was without permission. Alaka number two is, keva yedua also lefnoisa. A kever that yudua, which means someone buried this person there on purpose, also lefenoisai, you're not allowed to move it, because that's bezoyin ames. And if you moved it, pinuum, the mekoyma stays tame, because the gzera chachamim, that really, if the mace wasn't there, it shouldn't be tame, but they didn't want people to move mesim just like that. It's also to move mesim for no reason. And since they don't want people to move mesim for no reason, they made a gzera that's usher. It becomes tummy. That place is tummy forever. And also usher by no, because once it was mishamish the mace with permission, it's usher. Keva mazik is a rabbim. That mutal fenoisa, because they're allowed to move the mace. Why they move the mace? Because in such a case, it's bothering people. People coming tummy. And pinu mekayim etar. They didn't make the gzera at bottom there because they don't want people to come tummy. But it's usher by no. It's still usher by no. Why? Because once something's chal, tishvishi ames, it's asabana, you can't mafkia that. And therefore, even though you wanted to move him, but the mice says asabana. But what do you see from this whole braisa? Again, you see a grave is asabana. So it's a kasha on Shmuel. Even though it's attached to the ground, it's part of the ground, it's asabana. So my answer is achinami bekeve binyan. You always talk about keve binyan, you built a binyan with stones and you attached to the ground. That could be chal on that, the isahana. If you find a kever in your property, you let him move it, don't make mitzvah. Maybe it's make mitzvah. And as the Kana from Yeshua's days already, that makes mitzvah is Malkim. Who makes mitzvah, Kana of Kaimai. The law is that makes mitzvah is Kana's place. So, like tomorrow, no, you don't assume it's makes mitzvah. Shani makes mitzvah, the Kal Islay. There's a Kal for the makes mitzvah. Everyone would have heard about it. And therefore, you don't assume it's a makes mitzvah here. Something more avaita, a new halacha that once you mention issa hana by a kever, we're going to bring down a new machlokes, which is machlokes of azmana milsa or not. This machlokes is a geya other places as well. It's not only a geya by a mace; it's the geya by making a bag for tefillin and other things. But we're going to shtel avek the machlokes in the gabi of the mace. It says itma like this: ha'oreg beged the mace. If you make a beged, you sew a beged for a mace. Rashi says the mace died already. You know who the mace is, and you're doing it for the mace. Because if you do it for someone who's alive, that's not called Masham Shei Mace. The guy's alive. But I made this for a mace. So, but all this is Azmano, because I didn't actually use it for the mace yet. I just made it for the mace. So, Oireg, I sewed it for a mace, for a dead person who was dead. Oireg beged le mace. So, Shal is it also Bahano yet. You didn't put the mace into this Tachrichim yet, but you sewed it for him. Abaye Omar, also it's Asabano. Why? We'll see in a second. Rav Omar, Mutaban, it's Mutabano. Abaye Omar, Asabano. Why? Because Hazmana Milsi. Because Hazmana, just preparing it for the mace is enough to make it Issahana. Rav Omar, Mutta. Rav says it's Mutta. Why? Hazmana, Lav Milsi. Just preparing, just miyachid it, just setting it aside for the mace is not enough to make it Asabano. You have to actually put a mace into it. My time with Abaye. What's the reasoning of Abaye that says Hazmana Milsi? He learns it out, Gomar Shom Shom Egla Arufa. That it says by Egla Arufa the word Shom, and it says by Mesham Sheha Mace the word Shom. It says by Egla Arufa, Orfu Shom Esau Egla, that's Lashon there. By Misa and Kfur, it says Thomas Shom Miriam at the cover Shom. It says the word Shom there. So we learn out, my Egla Arufa Vazmana Mitzra, just like Egla Arufa, it becomes also with Azmana itself. How do we know? Because it says when you go down to Nachal Eson already, it becomes Osir. So the Hasmonish appearing, it already becomes Osir. So Hainami, when it comes to Mace also, Basmona Mitzvah comes also with Asmona alone. That's the Shom Shom. That's what Abai is. The Rabbi says, no, I learned from somewhere else. Goma Shom Shom Avarizchom. I learned from Varizara. My Varizchom and Basmona La Mitzvah. If I prepare something for Avarizara, I say this candle's for Avarizara, but I don't actually use it for Avarizara, it's not Osir. Av Hakanami, Basmona La Mitzvah, he also Basmona, it's not Osir. It's not awesome. And like the Rashi speaks out that it's dafka for lahedid. I can't really use it for a carbon, this thing. Because there's a problem of muksa. It's called muksa, set aside. But if legabi, a regular bias, you say this bias by the zara, shores of the zara, nothing happens by the zara. Same thing by a mates. But Rava, so now we have a chlek is Rava and Abaya. Abaya learns out from Eglah Rufa, Rava learns out from Varizara. What's the pshat that Abaya learns out from Eglah Rufa and Rava learns out from Varizara? Rava, my time, legam Eglah Rufa. Why Rava learns Shom Shom Eglah Rufa? I'm a loch on top of Mem Chesam and Aleph. Amalach mishamshim mishamshim garina. By Avodah Zarah, it's mishamish. Something's mishamish Avodah Zarah. It's for. It's using for the Avodah Zarah. By Mezos, it's using for the Avodah Zarah. You learn those two things from each other. Egla Rufa, it's the thing itself. So you don't learn. You don't learn mishamshim from the thing itself. Mishamshim mishamshim garina. You learn out things that are servicing something else from something that's servicing something else. Which is Avodah Zarah. We're saying the item is servicing the Avodah Zarah. By the mace, the item is servicing the tachrichim. The beggar is servicing the mace. So you learn those things from each other. Lafuke egla rufa, the higufa kedusha. It's this thing itself that's kedusha, that's kadosh. So that's why he says, I rather learn from Vayezara. Vaye says, I rather learn out from egla rufa. You know why? Vaye, my time, legama vayezchavim, amalach, midorcha, midorcha, yamina. You learn out things, two things, that it's the derech of Klayisho do it. Klayisho does tashvisha emes, and also if they have a story like Luva, they do egla rufa. Lafuke vayezchavim, la orche. Vayezchavim is not something that they should be doing. Not to do that. Not something orche de Yisrael. Therefore, it makes sense to learn out mace from something that's a mitzvah to do. Egla Rufa is something you're supposed to do. It's an orche, something you're supposed to be doing. Mashiach Rezari, that's what we're doing. And therefore, you won't learn out from there. So, Adkan, this is the explanation. Abaya and Rava. Met Hashem, on the next shiurim, the next daf, we're going to have a bunch of different rayas. The bigger raya is Azmana Milsa or Azmana Lav Milsa. Again, the Machalika says, if I pierce something for the mace, is that alone make Issa Hano? According to Abaya, yes. According to Rava, no. And again, it has to be that the mace is dead already. I appeared for the mace. Do you say Azmana Milsa or not?